Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. In our last program, we talked about how the church at Ephesus had lost its first love. And maybe you're in that situation where you don't have the same enthusiasm for God. You don't have the same enthusiasm for helping other people. But you know what? Jesus Christ gives us advice because He loves us and He wants us to also love other people and to love Him. And so He gives us advice about how to get back on track, how to regain that first love. So let's turn over to Revelation chapter 2, and we'll see the advice that He gives in verse 5. This is Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. This is if you have left your first love, this is how you can recapture that true feeling, that loving feeling. Here it goes. It says, "Therefore remember," that's a key word, "therefore remember," remember from where you have fallen. And here's the second key word, "repent." Repent means to turn around, to have a change of mind, to do things differently. So He says, remember from where you have fallen and repent. And then the third thing, do the first works. In other words, again, go back and do what you used to do when you had your first love. Do the first works. And then He gives a stern warning. If you don't remember from where you have fallen, if you don't repent, which means to change your ways, if you don't go back to doing what you did at the beginning when you had your first love, then I will come to you quickly, and I will remove your lampstand out of its place. So therefore you better repent. God is serious about this. Love is the foremost quality of God. That is the essence of God. God is love. Without God being love, there would be nothing else, really. God has all power, but if He didn't have love, He would crush us. God is all wisdom, but if He didn't have love, He'd use His wisdom to destroy us. So God is love. That's God's nature, and that's what God wants us to become, is love. And we can become that way if we allow God to live in us powerfully. And so He's giving us advice if we've lost some of the power of the Holy Spirit to transform us into loving human beings. Then He says, this is the formula, this is the path, how you get back on track. So the first thing is remember. And Jesus is not speaking here to someone who has never been inside the church. He is speaking to those who are inside but have somehow lost their way. And memory can often be the first step on the way back. And you remember the story of the prodigal son, right? He ran away from the comforts of home to sow his wild oats, but while he was in the uncomfortable position of working in a pig pen, he suddenly remembered. He suddenly remembered what it was like to be home. And you can see that story in Luke chapter 15 and verses 11 through 17. That's Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 17. And just by virtue of the fact that he remembered how it was when he was at home, that he had food to eat, yeah, he had to work, but he wasn't working in a pig pen, and he wasn't basically just living like the pigs, just kind of scraping to get up a decent meal. No, he had all that he wanted to eat. And so he remembered that. And that was the first step in his journey home. So you have to think back to when you really had an excitement for God, when you were excited about praying, when you were excited about studying the Bible, when you were excited about going to church, when you were excited about going out there and helping people that were hurting so that you could heal their hearts. You have to think about what kind of thoughts you had at that time, what kind of situation you were in, what kind of people you were around, what was your priority, and then think about ways that you can repent, because that's the second step, is Jesus says to repent. When we discover that something has gone wrong, there's more than one possible reaction, you know. There is the reaction of Judas Iscariot. You can see in Matthew 27, verses 3 through 5, this is when Judas betrayed Jesus. This is Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 5. And Judas had the wrong response to when he understood that something had gone wrong. And it says here, when Judas saw that Jesus was condemned, he became sorrowful. So he realized that something was wrong, and he felt sorry about what he had did. And he says here, I have sinned. I have betrayed innocent blood. And he threw the pieces of silver, the 30 pieces of silver, he threw them down in the temple. But what did he do after that? He was willing to give the money back to the Pharisees to try to get Christ off the hook. But, he did something else. He didn't just repent in the right way. What did he do? He went out and he hanged himself. Now, that's the wrong response to have. If you say that I have sinned, if you're sorry for what you've done, you need to repent, not hang yourself. Hanging yourself, that's like giving up. That's like saying, well, you know, I'm so evil, I'm so bad, that God can't forgive me. Well, that's not true. No matter what you have done, God can and God will forgive you if you repent. But repentance means that you have a change of mind, where you determine to do something different. All right, so now think about the reaction of the prodigal son. This is going back to Luke chapter 15, but now it's in verses 18 through 20. Here it says, I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. So far, that's the same reaction as Judas, right? This prodigal son realized that something was wrong, just like Judas realized something was wrong. They were both sorrowful, and they both said, I have sinned. But Judas went out and hanged himself. Notice what the prodigal son did. His reaction was different, and this is the proper reaction. He says, I don't deserve to be called your son anymore. Treat me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father, and while he was still far away, his father saw him and was filled with compassion, and he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him affectionately. That's what is the right reaction, is don't hang yourself. Don't say God can never forgive me, so I'm going to be distant, I'm going to separate myself permanently from God. No. Say, yes, I have sinned, but I need to run to God. That's what I need to do, not run away from God, but run to God. I need to go to God on my knees and say, God, please forgive me. I've gotten off track. I don't seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. What I do, I seek first my own pleasures. I watch TV 3-4 hours a day instead of studying the Bible and praying. Instead of going out and helping people that have needs, I spend $200 a month on going out to dinner, just, you know, feeding my fat face. That's what I do. But I'm sorry about that, Father. I'm sorry about that, Christ. I want to become a loving person. I'm going to take that $200 and maybe I'll spend just $50. I'll buy some groceries instead of going out every night and just consuming things upon my lust, trying to make myself feel good. I'm going to go and take that other $150 and I'm going to go feed some people that are hungry, that are truly in need, that don't have money to help themselves. They're not, you know, bums that's trying to scam me. There's lots of people out there that I know need help, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to help those people that genuinely need help, that just need something to get them over the hump. That's what we need to do. That's an example of repenting, of recapturing our first love. And Paul gives another example that I think is very important for us to see here. And this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verses 9 through 10. This is where a person was sleeping with his stepmom, and the stepmom actually was already married to his father, so this was really a perverted situation from all kinds of aspects, and the church hadn't taken any action. And so Paul came in, and he was really hard on this person, as well as the church members, for allowing this to go on. But this is what Paul says, because the person actually repented. He says, now I am happy, not because you had such sorrow, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you were sorry in a godly way. And so you were not hurt by us in any way, for having sorrow in a godly way results in repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regrets. But the sorrow of the world produces death. That's the kind of sorrow that Judas had, was the sorrow of the world. Because it's the kind of sorrow that thinks that there's just no kind of reconciliation whatsoever. It's hopeless. But the kind of sorrow that leads to repentance, that then leads to salvation, it's because we understand that Jesus Christ died for all of our sins. No matter how bad our sins are, even if we've murdered somebody, God can forgive us of that. Now the third thing that we see is that we do have to do something. Jesus Christ says, not only remember from whence you have fallen, not only repent, but return to the first work. So that third thing that we have to do is to do. We have to do something. And we can do something by the power of God's Holy Spirit. So please get on your hands and knees and pray about it. If you want us to pray with you, then just send us an email at information@christianambassadors.org. You can just send us an email about what help you need. You can give us a phone call at 404-412-0032 and we'll pray with you. We'll counsel you. We'll help you to do the right things, to get back on track, to regain your first love. Now, we don't have time in this program, but I do hope that you'll also read in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and it's verses 22 through 32. This is Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 22 through 32, because Paul says things to people as an example. It says, for you who used to steal, don't steal anymore. Now you need to work. And not only work to have enough money for yourself, but work so that you have enough money to give to other people. For people who used to be very, very angry, you know, quick to have anger, very hostile, short-tempered, don't be angry anymore. Be slow to wrath. Be slow to speak. Be long in patience, long and long suffering. Be willing to suffer wrong. That's the kind of attitude that we should have. People that cursed a lot, don't curse anymore. Now, what you should do is you should speak words of encouragement to people. Let them know what a good job they're doing whenever you see somebody doing a good job. That's what it means to truly repent, to change and to do something different. We have to have our minds renewed by the Holy Spirit. And that's a miracle from God. And it can take time to be fashioned and shaped and molded into God's image. But God is giving you time. You're alive, right? That means you have time. As long as you have breath, there's an opportunity for you to grow in God's grace and knowledge. So again, if you need some assistance there, we'll be happy to help you. Of course, you can give us a phone call, you can send us an email, you can log on to our website, read the various literature we have for free. Anything we can do to help you, we want to help you to regain your first love. Well, thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll join me on the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.